it's your host AJ, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Aimlessly Aging Geek podcast, the podcast where I bring you gaming and geek news as well as my own personal views. Let's get started. There's quite a bit that has happened this past week as far as gaming news is concerned, so let's dive right in, shall we? So last week I talked about the reveal of Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which was pretty big, from Ubisoft. We haven't really got much more information except from one small snippet from someone working on the game that Valhalla is going to have a shorter runtime than the last game, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Other than that, that's really all the more information that was released. To me, I think that's kind of a good thing because I feel like the past few Assassin's Creed entries, which I didn't play Origins, the last one I fully played before Odyssey was 3, but I just felt like they were really starting to turn from like this stealth action, you know, historical set piece game almost into like an RPG, which, don't get me wrong, I don't mind RPG elements being added, like leveling up, learning skills, stuff like that, but it just felt like there was a lot of like side missions getting added that would cause sidetracking, and with open world games, that's like something that's become an issue for me personally, is going off doing these side quests and then I lose sight of the main quest and kind of lose interest in the game in general, and then don't play it for a while, and by the time I want to come back I need to restart it because I forget what the heck's going on. So I do feel like it's nicer that this is going to be shorter. Now, I guess that doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be not going to be side quests like that, but if there are, they're not going to be maybe as intricate. Who knows? Moving on here, there was a big reveal for the Xbox Series X. They revealed some gameplay for some new games coming out for it. I'll get to that a little later, but they did show off some first and third party games that are coming to the system to show off its graphical prowess and whatnot. In other gaming news, and actually fitting right in with Ubisoft, it was confirmed earlier this week that there was footage of an old Prince of Persia game that had actually been canceled, and it's a game that the gameplay has actually been on YouTube for a while, but it was finally confirmed by someone that had been working on the game, I believe, that it was looking to be a reboot of the Prince of Persia series, taking place in possibly the Sands of Time storyline, because the footage that was shown, the prince was using the dagger from the Sands of Time games, as well as having, you know, an ability to reverse and manipulate time. Of course, we haven't gotten a proper Assassin's Creed game, or not Assassin's Creed, Prince of Persia game, since 2010, The Forgotten Sand, which of course was the Sands of Time storyline. But it is kind of a bummer. It looked like this game was being worked on for 360, PS3, and PC, and it was going to be called Prince of Persia Redemption. And it was never actually officially announced by Ubisoft either. So it could be that one of the theories is that Ubisoft kind of put more of their resources into making the Assassin's Creed and Far Cry games, because of course we've seen a big shift in a lot of those, especially Far Cry, getting more Far Cry titles in the past decade. So that's kind of a bummer. I really like the Sands of Time, and even the Warrior Within, the second one that got made a little edgelord prince. Combat was satisfying, the platforming was always fun, so it's kind of a bummer that it won't see the light of day. Now, the next little piece is just a small little snippet, but it's something I'm very excited for. Been confirmed for the release date for a new LEGO game, which some of you may be rolling your eyes at a LEGO game. I enjoy them, they're great for the family, they're just great, like, turn off your brain and play games. The reason I'm so excited is it's because it's for the Star Wars Skywalker saga, which is going to be a collection of pretty much all the LEGO's Star Wars games that take place in the main trilogy. And that's going to come out on October 20th. So that's going to be really cool to play that and be able to relive those, because I remember playing those when they initially came out, and I've just been playing them ever since. Now that I have a kid, it's fun to play them with my kid. So that'll be cool to see a new LEGO game that's I mean, not new, but just a upscaled version of the classic ones. Speaking of upscaled versions, there is rumors going around, or are rumors going around, that we possibly could be getting remasters of Mass Effect. There was a earnings report that Electronic Arts had coming out, which kind of sets what it's going to be doing for the next year. One that somebody had seen going through those is something just simply titled EA HD title that they want to launch by the end of March last year. And this is a lot of people speculating that it might be Mass Effect, because that's, of course, one of their more popular franchises that they've done with BioWare, the sci-fi RPG that just became this huge juggernaut in the industry. But it sounds like, I mean, there's no confirmation from EA right now. All it says is EA HD title. It could be something completely different. Who knows? But there's always hope. I mean, a lot of people are kind of clamoring for a return to form of Mass Effect. Andromeda was met with so-so reception because of some of the issues it had at launch, especially with its animations and stuff like that. I thought the game was fine. I mean, it wasn't up to snuff. I think it wasn't up to par of the other Mass Effect games, but it was still a fun sci-fi third-person shooter RPG. I mean, the combat in it was still really fleshed out. I think it's the best version of the combat in any of the Mass Effect games. Like, it just, they've always gotten better as far as the combat, and it was cool to explore multiple different planets. So, who knows? EA's pretty mum on it about what's going on. Let's see here. Another one that was actually just announced today, right before I started recording, Nintendo, out of nowhere, released a short trailer and announced that a new Paper Mario game is coming out for the Nintendo Switch, and that we only have to wait a couple months for it because it's coming out July 7th, and it is called The Origami King. It sounds like this evil Origami King has folded the citizens and everywhere in the Mushroom Kingdom up into Origami Works, and Paper Mario seems to be out to restore the Mushroom Kingdom back to what it was. I personally never got to play a lot of the Paper Mario games. I didn't have a Nintendo 64 when the game first came out. I did play a little bit of the Thousand Year Door on GameCube, not as much as I would have liked. I kind of got it late in the game's lifespan, and there was just so many other games I was playing at the time. And then they had a DS version that I didn't play either. But for fans of the series, I mean, you got to be excited. The last one was that 3DS one that came out, and that's been quite a while. So knowing that one's coming out in just a couple months' time is quite the shock. I mean, Nintendo doesn't, a lot of places don't do that often. You kind of want to build buzz for a game, but Paper Mario has, a diehard enough fan base that even just a couple months' time is enough to get a fervor going for it. So hopefully they'll announce soon if they're doing remasters of the other ones, because Zed spoke about in a previous episode, Nintendo talked about how for, you know, Mario's anniversary, they were going to do some remasters and remakes of classic Mario games. One of them, some that people were thinking would happen was, you know, remasters of Paper Mario and some of the other ones. So that would be kind of cool to see, so that we could kind of play the whole Paper Mario series. But who knows? Again, it's coming out. I haven't even got a chance to watch the trailer. Like I said, this just was announced a couple hours before I started recording, so I haven't even got online to watch the trailer. I guess it breaks down the new combat system. Paper Mario fans, you've got one to look forward to. And actually, the rest of the gaming news I'm going to talk about kind of goes hand in hand with, like, classic games that may be coming back. Biggest one that I'm the most excited for, I guess not the most, the next one I'm going to talk about is kind of a tie, but there are rumors coming around that we may be getting a remastered version of Diablo 2 sometime this year, possibly even sometime in the fall. French gaming site ActuGaming stated that Vicarious Visions is working on a remaster, and it's going to be called Diablo 2 Resurrected, and it's supposed to come out the fourth quarter of this year. It is just a rumor, but one thing that a few articles I've read on the internet have iterated is that this French website that came out with this rumor has also been accurate on a few other Blizzard rumors that they have initially announced, including Diablo 4, Shadowlands, and Overwatch 2. And those rumors made their circulations from this site well before BlizzCon of last year, which is when all of those games were officially announced. So, yes, maybe need to take a grain of salt with this, as it is just a rumor, but the rumor's coming from a reliable source. Who knows? Hopefully they'll do it justice. I mean, we did just have another Blizzard classic get a remastered with the Warcraft 3 Reforged, and people were not really happy with it. So hopefully they show Diablo a little more love. I'm really excited. Diablo 2 is the first Diablo game I played, and as much as I love Diablo 3, one of the things I felt was kind of missing was just your basic run-of-the-mill like attacks with weapons. It seemed like you didn't really do that in Diablo 3. You just had those primer skills that would build up your resource to do the more powerful skills, and that you were really just equipping weapons to get their bonuses. I mean, the melee-oriented characters use those melee weapons for some of those skills. I don't know, to me it just felt like it's nothing like just a classic hack and slashing of your, you know, default weapon. That'll be something to look forward to. Hopefully Blizzard comes out and officially give some sort of weighs in on this rumor, but I would be very happy to see Diablo 2 coming out. The next remaster, which I am very excited about, just was announced a couple days ago. We are getting remastered versions of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 in a bundle for PS4, Xbox One, or PC, and they're coming out on September. These are completely remastered visuals from the ground up of the original two games. It's going to have all the levels we remember. We're not going to have the entire list of the soundtrack, but they are going to try to get the ones that were, you know, fan favorites from that, because of course music licensing is a thing, and it's kind of a tricky situation, especially since it's been over 20 years probably since the first two games came out. Probably hard to get the licensing back for some of those tracks, but Vicarious Visions is going to be heading up the remasters. They're going to update tricks you can do, and it is only coming as a bundle. It sounds like they're also adding, I believe, the manual trick that was added in the second game. That's going to be available in both. So now you'll kind of have new ways to play the first Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. And they are coming out with a couple different editions of it. You have the standard edition that comes with both games. And that's going to be, of course, physical or digital. And that's going to be run around $40. There is like a $100 collector's edition coming out. I'm not sure on the price, but I think from what I saw it's around there. But that's going to come with soundtrack for the game, of course the two games, and a Birdhouse skateboard deck, which if you don't know, Birdhouse is Tony Hawk's skateboarding company. So that's kind of cool to see that they're getting all that together in a bundle. And if that's only $100, it's actually, as far as collector's editions for games go, that's kind of a pretty good deal. I'm not sure how much it costs to buy a Birdhouse skate deck, but I mean, getting two games and the skate deck and looks like the soundtrack, it's kind of a good deal considering a lot of places a collector's edition is, you know, $150, $120, you know, over the $100 price point. But again, we don't have very long to wait for that. September 4th, summer's gonna blow by and it's gonna be in our hands sooner than we think. I'm very excited. I played they had the Pro Skater HD versions come out on the 360 and PS3. I replayed those. I was very happy with those. A lot of people, of course, were not very happy with Pro Skater 5. It's just wonky. You know, there's just a full list of problems that people had with 5, but hey, we're going back to the roots with this one. I would also like to see some of my friends have pointed this out, and I do agree with them. It would be very cool to see the offshoots of the Tony Hawk series get remastered, like Underground. I mean, Underground was just so fun because of all the crazy stuff you would do in it. You know, it's still focused on skateboarding, but just like the crazy, like trying to rise through the ranks and do these crazy things in the like semi-open levels was really cool. Just had a more, you know, just a different feel to it. Hey, just a few more short months away. And finally, the last little bit of gaming news before I move on to the Series X gameplay, just a short rundown, is we've also got an announcement that 2K Games is releasing the Mafia trilogy as a remaster. There's not a ton of information. They literally released just a 30-second teaser trailer and said that more information is going to come out on May 19th. From the sounds of it, though, it's a lot more than just a remaster, especially for the first two games. The third game, we did get a version of it on current-gen consoles, so it won't really need a remaster, but the first two games, of course, the first one came out all the way back on the PS2. The first two games, it's going to be called Mafia 1 and 2, the Definitive Editions. And they're actually going to be more remakes, almost not quite to the level of the Final Fantasy VII remake, but they're not just upgrading the graphics. They're expanding the stories, especially for the first one. They are going to expand a little bit for the second game. I mean, for those of you unaware, this is a fun third-person, story-driven action game. Of course, you were playing as someone in the Mafia, in a crime family, and it kind of spans generations. There's, you know, the old ones that took place 20s, 30s, 40s, stuff like that. I believe the third one took place in like the 60s or 70s maybe in like Louisiana, but a lot of people really enjoyed these games. I only played a little bit of the second one, and I think it was just a demo, so I didn't really get in it too much, but these are games that had not really a cult following, because even critics really love these games too, just because of their storytelling and stuff like that. There's no set release date when these are coming out, though there's some speculation saying that we're going to be getting them on August 27th, because some of them were briefly listed on online and digital storefronts and have since been taken down, but the initial release dates that were listed was August 27th. So fans of the Mafia series, you may be getting, may only be waiting a couple months to get your hands on some remastered versions of the classic games for that one as well. And finally, last bit of geeky news that I have is that it has been confirmed that Boba Fett is going to be in The Mandalorian Season 2. It's going to be a small role, and they are tapping the actor Temuera Morrison, who played Jango Fett in the prequel Star Wars movie Attack of the Clones. There's really no other description on what the role is going to be, except that it's just going to be a small one, and that actor is going to be playing the role of Boba. I mean, there has been hints of Boba Fett in the Mandalorian series in a couple episodes, and of course a lot of people are wondering how this is happening, especially with the timeline, since in the movies Boba Fett falls in the Sarlacc pit. But a lot of fans have theorized that, you know, we just never saw it, but Boba Fett got out of the Sarlacc pit. So that's kind of last one. There's not a lot to go off of with that one, but now I'm gonna talk about real quickly, just run down this list of games that were shown off with the Xbox Series X gameplay, which is about, I think, like a 20 to 30 minute video that got posted online. And we're just gonna go through the games they showed in order. I'm gonna just give my brief thoughts, brief explanation of them. So one coming out is called Bright Memory Infinite. It's a first person shooter. It gave me a lot of Bulletstorm, Shadow Warrior, and like Crisis vibes. It looks like your character is maybe wearing like some sort of enhanced suit. The Bulletstorm vibes I got because the character is using what looks like an energy whip or an energy leash from Bulletstorm to either pull enemies closer or latch on to bigger enemies and propel themselves towards them. A character gets out a sword at one point and starts fighting some shielded enemies. There's some gunplay. The really impressive thing about this game is it's all being developed by one person. And also something I saw in the brief clip they showed, the main character, it drives off in what looks to be a DeLorean. Like a souped up spy DeLorean type thing. So that was kind of cool. A couple of the other ones, not as big. Dirt 5, a rally racing game. I mean, it looks good. It's a rally racing game. The Dirt series is pretty fun. They showed brief clips of a new first person shooter game called Scorn. I've seen a little bit of this game over the past few years. It's kind of one of those, it's not really a AAA title. It's being worked on by some indie devs. From what I've seen prior and even in this reveal, I don't know if it's going to be just on Xbox Series X, I hope not. But it has a lot of like alien vibes. Like the atmosphere exudes like that H.R. Giger art style. Like everything looks like it's biomechanical. Like it looks like it's part living organism, part machine, or that the organisms themselves are the machines. Just looks like it's gonna have a really cool ambience. Not really much outside of the gameplay trailer was shown, no story, whatnot, but it does look to be super atmospheric. I'm gonna keep an eye on that one. Hopefully it comes to other platforms. Another sci-fi game coming out is called Chorus Rises 1. Looks like a sci-fi, like dogfighting game. They didn't show many clips outside of like space combat and like some weird trippy storyline. They made a little announcement about Madden 2021, which if you buy it for just the Xbox One, you'll automatically be able to upgrade to the Series X version for free when that releases. They showed some gameplay for Vampire the Masquerade 2, which is a game I'm excited about. I played a little bit of the first Vampire Masquerade Bloodlines, which is, you know, first-person RPG, takes place in Seattle in the World of Darkness universe, which is a tabletop role-playing game about werewolves and vampires. Of course, this one you're focusing on being a vampire and living your life as a vampire. They had one called Call of the Sea. Don't remember a lot about that one. It looked to be like an exploration game. It seems like you're trying to find a lost colleague that went out on this expedition and you're going to find him. Another one that I think looks really cool is called The Ascent. Best way I can describe that is a cyberpunk Diablo. It is being touted as like an isometric action RPG like Diablo, but takes place in a cyberpunk setting. I think that's really cool because I like Diablo and I like cyberpunk. So again, that's another one I hope is not exclusive to Xbox One, Series X. Then they showed a brief clip for a game called The Medium, which is supposed to be a first-person horror game. Sounds like they're bringing in the composer from the Silent Hills games to do the soundtrack. It's like this, I mean, from the sounds of it, the title, The Medium, you're probably playing some sort of character that can see supernatural things and tap into the supernatural, but other than that, nothing's really been announced outside of, you know, this cinematic of, which maybe is the character you'll be playing, seeing these glimpses of like an apocalyptic situation happening. Another game they showed off was Scarlet Nexus. My description of this game is a cyberpunk anime Devil May Cry. It looks like there are these weird creatures called the Others that are taking over normally inanimate objects, and only a special breed of, like a special type of person can fight them that can use a special power. It's made by Bandai Namco, so that's kind of the norm with a lot of their games lately, I feel like. Like they had their Monster Hunter-ish game, God Eater, where its whole storyline was you have to fight these monsters. You're the only person that can wield, you're one of the very few people that can wield the weapons that are needed to kill the monsters. This looks to be the same thing. You have this power that a very select few people have that can only combat this new threat, and you're being enlisted in it. So it's just, yeah, third person hack and slash action game. Second Extinction is another game that they showed some gameplay of. That one looks really cool. This is not just my description, but the description I've been seeing online about it is it's Left 4 Dead, but with mutant dinosaurs instead of zombies. You're on some planet trying to survive, and there's planets just overrun with a bunch of mutant dinosaurs, ranging in different sizes from like velociraptors to T-Rex. They showed gameplay for Yakuza Like a Dragon, which is a new Yakuza game coming out. That's kind of big because the Yakuza games have only been really hitting PC and PlayStation consoles for the longest time, but they did announce it's going to come out for Series X. It's going to be available on Game Pass. This game, I haven't read a lot on. I do know they're changing the gameplay style. Instead of like a third-person like beat-em-up when it comes to battles, it's going to have like a turn-based to it, almost like a, you know, with old JRPGs. So that's kind of interesting. They always try to do different things with the Yakuza series. And that's about it. I was going to say that they had some Assassin's Creed Valhalla gameplay in that Xbox One Series X, but looking at it, when I watched it, it didn't look like any of it was gameplay, and reading a few articles online, seemed to be the same vibe. Other places got the same vibe, and I think it was confirmed that, yeah, that was in-game footage, but it was not gameplay per se. It was just something happening with the game running in real time. So that was kind of a bummer, but that's kind of all I have for the news this week. As always, we're going to take a short break here for a word from our sponsor, and then when I get back, I'll have our little discussion. All right, everybody, thanks for coming back from that short sponsor break. All right, this week, what I wanted to talk about a little bit was, or is, my obsessions with mechs. I, like some of you out there, really enjoy anything with mechs in it for the most part, whether it be anime, movies, games, manga, what have you. But for me, I feel like the first time I saw anything with a mech in it was probably Voltron, because that came out in the 80s. It was before I was born, but I remember watching it growing up, and five smaller mechs combined to form one larger mech. That's one of the aspects I liked of the Power Rangers shows, was the same thing. They would bring their Zords together to make Megazord. From there, it just was other cartoons mainly up until a certain point. I remember there was one called Exo Squad, where they weren't really mechs. They were exosuits, but I mean, the size of them, they were basically small mechs. I don't even remember much of the plot around that show. I just remember having the toys of the different characters and their exosuits. I think when I really, really started getting into mech stuff, though, was when Toonami started showing Gundam Wing. Then I became obsessed with that show, any other shows with mechs that they would bring on, so other Gundam series. I will admit that I haven't watched Neon Genesis Evangelion. That is one mech one that I have not seen, but I watched Big O, which I feel was very underrated. I wish I could find somewhere that streams it, because that had not only mechs in it, but a very, like, noir feel to it. There was Robotech, which I watched a little bit of Robotech, but my main exposure to Robotech was playing the games that came out in the early 2000s. The GameCube one and the Game Boy Advance games. Had a lot of fun with those. I also remember playing a lot of the Virtual On games in arcades, which were like a 3D arena fighter with mechs. Speaking of 3D arena fighters, I remember really playing a lot of Custom Robo on GameCube, which was kind of like a same thing, 3D arena brawler with customizable mechs that you were creating, switching out different parts. I also played some of the Mech Warrior games and really liked those, mainly on the Xbox. I didn't play any of like the actual BattleTech ones on PC, but I did play like Mech Warrior, Lone Wolf and stuff on the original Xbox. Played a lot of like Chrome Hounds on the 360. I guess I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Zone of the Enders games on PlayStation 2, which, you know, very much felt like a mech anime. Now, I didn't play a lot of the Armored Core or Front Mission games, which I know were kind of some more popular mech games. I mean, Armored Core, of course, was a third-person like mech shooter. A lot of customization for your mechs and stuff like that. Never really got into them. I read up a lot about them in different gaming magazines and on the internet a little bit when I did have access to the internet. And then, of course, Front Mission. They were like a mech RPG. There was, you know, on foot segments or segments where you were in the mech fighting and you could target different mech body parts. There's also Xenogears, which I actually didn't play until the last few years when I got the PS1 Classics version of it on my Vita. And that, of course, had scenes where you were piloting a mech in the battles, or you were just doing a normal JRPG turn-based battle as just your normal character. It's been a long obsession with mechs. I still like to go back and watch Gundam stuff today. I still build Gundam models, which I recently just got back into. I enjoy, for the most part, the Gundam games that come out, like Battle Operation, Gundam Versus. Really excited for the new Gundam Versus game that's coming out this summer. I really wish they'd make another Gundam Dynasty Warriors game, because that was just the perfect combination of Dynasty Warriors combat and mech action. I constantly look for games that have like mech stuff in there. I really want to play the Metal Wolf Chaos game, that remaster that just came out not too long ago. I've been playing on my Switch a game called Project Nimbus, which is just a 3D mech action game. There's also other ones on there like Wartech Fighters that I really want to try. I really liked playing like the mech characters in the War of the Monsters game on PlayStation 2, which if any of you ever played that, it was just a compilation of monsters that you would see in like B-movies from like the 60s and 70s. So you had like Godzilla and King Kong esque monsters. And then there was, I think, like Override Mech City Brawl, which is a fairly recent one. Same formula, giant aliens are invading and you have these different giant mech suits that you're going through to fight this alien menace. There was side-scrolling ones like on the Super Nintendo, like Metal Trooper, I think it was called, or Metal Storm, something like that. There's one, I don't remember the name of it, that I played in the Capcom Beat 'em Up bundle, where you could pick different mechs and it was just a 2D beat 'em up that you were fighting other mechs. But I mean, anything that looked like, I liked playing like, you know, robotic characters. Like, I mean, everybody I'm sure made like one of the robot race in Destiny. I remember making the like robot race, whatever it was, in Phantasy Star. So I don't know, anything, I guess, just cybernetic, really, not even just mechs. But I've just always had a fascination. Something about big robots with big guns blowing up other big robots in a really flashy way has always just been exciting. That's why I liked the Pacific Rim movies, which I never got to see the second one, but I really enjoyed the first one. I really wish there'd be more movies that had that in there. Had, you know, mechs and stuff like that. I think the last one was, well, the Pacific Rim movies, of course, but I don't think there's ever been another like mech movie that's came out, at least live action. Of course, there's been like anime movies for the different mech animes. I'm trying to think here of other cool mech things that I've played or watched or even read, but it's just, it's been an obsession. I like finding anything that has to do with mechs. I remember there was like a Gundam 2D fighting game. I didn't get to play that much, but I always wanted to find new Gundam games, but they were only on consoles I didn't have, like the Dreamcast. I didn't have a Dreamcast at the time that a Gundam game came out, but there was like the Zeonic Front games. I've always liked the looks of like the Zakus, and not even just like the main Gundams in the Gundam series. Like I said, I like the Zakus. Of course, I like Gundam Wing and Death Scythe and stuff like that. Heavy Arms. I preferred Sandrock out of Gundam Wing. And I actually liked the Gundam Epion and the Talgeese mobile suits in the Gundam Wing shows as well, more than some of the other actual mainline Gundam mobile suits. Just, I don't know, something about some of those, even like enemy model ships. Like I said, the original Zakus, now I can't even think of the name of it, but there was a couple others that had the Gelgoogs. That's the one I'm thinking of, the Gelgoogs. Really like the look of the Gelgoogs. I don't know. There's just something about it, man. I don't know if anyone else out there feels the same. I apologize for this. This was kind of a last-minute thing I thought of as far as this week's episode, because unfortunately I haven't really got to start my backlog journey, which a name was decided on. I did post a poll on social media. The one that got the most votes was Scratching My Backlog. I'm currently trying to decide what game I'm gonna start with my backlog, because I just have so many, either downloaded on my PlayStation or in my back catalog of games I can download for either PlayStation or on my Steam library. I made the mistake of picking up the PlayStation Now subscription when it was on sale, buying a year of that, which I guess it's not really a mistake. The only reason it was a mistake is I already have a big backlog of games, And now I basically just signed up and got Netflix for games, which means not only do I have my current backlog, but now I have this catalog of games at my disposal, of games I may never have even thought about trying. But I think I have it pretty set. I think I'm going to try streaming from my computer my first backlog game, and I think I'm going to start with a game from my way backlog, which is Tales of Symphonia. I played it on GameCube for a little bit, never beat it, and then never came back to it because I never really saw it. Like, we never got a remaster of it or anything. But then recently I found it on a very deep discount on a Steam sale for the PC version and decided to get it because it was only a few bucks. And I remember really being excited for that game. It was the first Tales game I'd ever played. I really liked the, like, cel-shading art style. And yeah, so I think that's going to be my first one. I'll be playing it on my Twitch page, which is this twitch.tv/PairToWare, P-A-I-R, the number 2, W-E-A-R. I might be streaming some other just more like casual playthrough games on there. I kind of did a test run playing through the first couple chapters of Warhammer Space Marine, which is another game I really liked, but I've already beat it, so I'm not going to go back and keep replaying that. It might, like I said, if it's just like a casual stream where I'm not really feeling my backlog game, maybe I'll play that or some other games. I've also started playing on the PlayStation now a game called Tweakedon 2, which it's a Monster Hunter game, a Monster Hunter style game, I should say. It's not an actual Monster Hunter game. That takes place in like a mystical feudal Japan, and instead of monsters, you're hunting oni, you know, demons. And I really like it. It's developed by Koei Tecmo. A little faster moving experience as far as Monster Hunter goes. Plus, it's more friendly for solo players. You usually have characters you can pick to be like your sidekicks on the mission. So I've kind of started that. I'm really enjoying it. I guess going to like a mech style game, there are a few I've seen on PlayStation now that I've been wanting to play as it is for old like mech combat games, like the Legends of Heroes games, I think is one of them, because it has traditional turn-based, but you are in like some sort of military academy, and I think occasionally you get to pilot mech suits in some of your battles, kind of like Xenogears. I may be thinking of a different game, but I saw that in there. White Knight Chronicles, which it wasn't really a mech, but you could summon like a giant mech-like knight to fight other giant beasts. That was on there. I never got to play it on PlayStation 3, so that's what I have in store for the future. Like I said, I'm kind of sorry that the whole mech thing, I didn't have as much to talk about. I thought there was more in my head for mech games and mech stuff that I really liked. I mean, just in general, I enjoy them. I mean, I even have one of the Gundam Gunpla games on my phone, and I'm sure there's other mech games that I could look for in that PlayStation Now catalog. But that's what we have to look forward to. Again, next week I'll come back with some more news from the geek and gaming world. Hopefully I'll have kind of gotten off and started on Tales of Symphonia, which again, I'm gonna try streaming that. I also have a couple other games from that era that I have on my Steam library that I've kind of been wanting to knock out as well, that are kind of like your real Japanese RPG-ish games like Disgaea and Phantom Brave that I didn't really get a playthrough when they first came out. So that might be what I move on to next. I'm not sure. But I will keep you all posted on my social media and all that with what's going to be happening. Again, I'll be posting on the social media when I go on with my Twitch channel, which is, like I said, twitch.tv/PairToWare. I'll post that on my Twitter as well. I've got the Twitter for the podcast, if you haven't followed it. I also have my personal Twitter, which I'll be using for my Twitch stream, which is also PairToWare for my personal Twitter. Again, follow my social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'll be posting when I'm going to do stuff there, random posts throughout the week if a big piece of gaming news pops up. If you want to show me some support, there's the link on the Anchor page where you could donate. You could become a monthly donator, kind of like Patreon is. I want to give a shout out to my friend Sean, who became my first supporter. Sean and I go way back. I really appreciate that. I'm going to keep doing what I can do to improve this podcast every week. So if you enjoy the podcast, show some love like Sean did. You can become a monthly supporter through Anchor, or there might be other options other than monthly. I'm not sure. I haven't clicked on the support page to see what all they offer. But other than that, I will talk to everyone next week. Thanks.